she's all, girl, you cut your hair. And I'm all, well, duh, 3 weeks ago. And she's all, it totally rocks. Then she wants to know where I got it done. So I'm all, you know that new place at the mall, Keegan Locks?
So how's our patient?
Good, Mommy.
That's what I like to hear. Now remember, honey, having your tonsils removed is a simple operation. Afterwards, your throat would be a little sore and you might not be able to use your voice right away. But the good news is...
I get to eat all the ice cream I want.
That's right. You're a brave little girl, you know that?
The color tiles to pediatrics, ma'am.
Thanks!
Dr. Reginald Slaughter, please report to the nurse's station. Dr. Reginald Slaughter, please report to the nurse's station.
I don't care what they say. The orange ones taste different.
Hey! Stay on the tiles! And don't touch nothing!
How come Cynthia got to be so bossy?
Yeah, she's a meanie bean face.
I don't know, guys, but I think it's probably because Angelica does all the talking for her.
She does? Step on it, Slap Pops!
You're right. I see her lips move.
Yeah, don't you remember? Well, duh. Are you serious? No way.
Stay inside the lines. You call that painting? Move over. I'll show you how it's done.
Gee, guys, thanks for coming.
Spike wanted to come too, but my mommy wouldn't let him. So I bring you this doggy instead.
Thanks, Tommy. He kind of looks like Spike.
And I bring you my favorite ball.
Thank you, Chucky.
Here, I bring you a flashlight for me and Lil.
Oh, gosh, you didn't have to do that.
Okay.
Our favorite is flashlight, Philip. It don't work no more, Lillian.
Oh. We want you to have it. Goopy, goopy, goopy.
What's up?
Look, Susie. Dilly got the present for you, too. He wants to give you a goober.
Mommy, can I have a hug? Hugs are fun. Now that was a hug.
My present is the bestest one of all. Since you gotta have such an awful, terrible operation, Cynthia's gonna sing you a song. I'm real sorry to hear about your toenails.
It's my tonsils, not my toenails.
Oh. Oh, sorry you got
this little girl's singing and driving me crazy. Look, I gotta chat. See you later. Let's
eat your some too.
Hey, where you going?
Can I tell you guys a secret? I'm scared of having an operation. I wish my mommy would take me home.
So I'd be scared too if I was in the hopsicle. Especially at night when they turn off the lights and it gets real dark.
What are you scared of, Susie?
Well, I know it's silly, but I'm afraid that... Well, what if I won't be able to talk anymore?
And what's so bad about not being able to talk? Especially when you got Angelica, the world's greatest ventriloquist, to do your talking for you.
You got possibilities. I bet you'd make a great dummy.
But I want to be a dummy. Don't listen to Angelica, Susie. You're going to be able to talk.
And what do you know about it, Mr. Baldy Baby? Everybody knows babies don't got any brains, especially the bald ones.
I'm sorry, honey. You can't drink before your surgery. I believe the boy in this bed was just released.
Oh, look at my pups go. They're a couple of garbage cans.
Hey, those slippers match Cynthia's.
You can't have them, Angelica. I got them specially for coming to the hospital. After my tonsils are gone, I'm gonna wear them home.
Who needs a dumb pair of slippers anyways?
Watch where you're going, Shorty!
What a witch!
I'm afraid visiting time is over. Susie needs to get ready for her surgery now.
Everything's going to be all right, sweetie. We'll see you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let's go.
You'll be asleep before you know it.
I was thinking, Susie, you might need my stew diver in case you want to go home. Uh-oh. I guess I must have left it somewheres.
Come on, sweetheart. Ugh. We'll see Susie again after her operation.
I don't want to get my tonsils out, Spike. It's too scary. Come on, let's go find my mommy so we can go home.
Whoa. I feel funny.
What are you doing here?
No way. No way. No way.
It doesn't look like we're in the hospital anymore, Spike.
What was that? Oh my gosh, look!
Well, I am the big cheese around here. I sure as heck didn't buy it off the rack. And hold on, I got someone here. Hello and welcome to Lots of Tots Land. We hope you enjoy your stay. Lots of Tots, please come out and welcome our new guest.
You kids sure are happy.
Of course we are. You smushed the awful dummy.
She did? Look, I gotta call you back. We got a little situation here. Ooh, you got that dummy butt good.
I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to.
Well, don't lose sleep over it. She was a pain.
Yeah, she was real bossy.
Now we don't have to listen to her anymore.
Smush my dummy.
Yeah? Well, more important, who's gonna take her place?
Don't just stand there. Who's it gonna be? Shorty hair? Or maybe curly? Or how about... Yeah, you look like a good dummy.
But I don't want to be a dummy.
You should have thought of that before you parked your bet on my doll.
Hey, aren't those... special slippers your dummy's wearing?
You're right. I almost forgot.
You know, I really think they'd go better with her outfit.
Hey, give me those slippers.
Whatever you do, don't take them off. Unless you want to spend the rest of your life sitting on her lap.
Oh, great. Now I'm late for my singing lesson. But don't you worry. I'll be back. I'll get you, my dummy. And your little bunny slippers, too.
Hello? No way. Really? He said that? Get...
I want to find my mommy so I can go home. I'm lost.
Maybe the magic lizard can help you.
You better not.
Can't okay, she help me?
All right.
I'll ask the magic lizard. Where is he?
Oh, he doesn't live here. He lives in the castle at the other end of the playground.
How do I get there?
You got to follow the hopscotch road.
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 Come on. hurt you.
Hey, Spike acts like he knows you.
But he couldn't. I've been stuck in here a long time, maybe even 10 minutes. I can't get out without my screwdriver.
Really? Where is it?
I don't know. I lost it. And it was my favoriteest one.
I know how you feel. I lost my mummy. And now the only one who can help me find her and get home is the magic lizard who lives in the castle at the other end of the playground. I'm on my way to see him now.
Hey, do you think the magic lizard could help me find my screwdriver?
I bet he could.
Then what are we waiting for?
Boy, I'm really thirsty.
Mine!
I think the garbage can's trying to talk.
Mine. I hear it too.
It's mine, Philip!
Nuh-uh! It's mine, Lillian!
What are you two fighting about?
I find it the most delicious worm right at the bottom of this pretty full can.
Uh-oh! I find it!
Oh, great! Now we got snow worms to eat.
Well, maybe we can help you. We're going to see the magic lizard.
I'm going to ask him to help me find my mommy so I can get home.
And I'm going to ask for a screwdriver. Why don't you come with us? Maybe the lizard could give you some wormies to eat.
Maybe we could just eat the lizard. Or maybe not.
Wow! That merry-go-round has all kinds of animals.
Yeah, like skunksies.
And grizzly bears.
And hippopotamuses.
Well, actually, there aren't no hippopotamuses.
But they got some lions and tigers and raccoons and...
Don't be afraid. Spike won't hurt you.
Sorry, guys. I'm nothing but a big old scaredy cat.
What are you so scared of?
Well, let's see. I'm scared of clowns and jerking the boxes and really tall slides and green marble.
The sandy man.
And turning into a watermelon and big teeth and strange potties and... But mostly, I'm scared of the dark. And that's why I can't ride the carry-go-round. It's just too dark and scary down there.
Hey, why don't you come with us to see the magic lizard? I'm gonna ask him to help me get home.
And I'm gonna ask him for a screwdriver.
And we're gonna ask him for lots of wormies to eat.
Gee, guys, it's awful nice of you to invite me, but what can the magic lizard do for a scaredy cat like me?
Maybe he can give you a light so you won't be scared of the dark no more.
Oh, do you really think he'd do that?
I bet you would.
Okay, let's go.
Come on, guys. We're off to see the lizard.
Have a ball!
A great big hug!
Thanks, Goober! Can we see the lizard now?
Sure!
Wow!
Unless you'd rather give me another hug!
No!
Okie dokie! The magic lizard's out back!
Thanks, Goober! Bye-bye!
Thanks, Goober!
Watch yellow and right! A ball-poured banana!
I said a ball-poured banana!
Hey, get back in your seat!
Excuse me, sir. Are you the magic lizard?
Of course I'm the magic lizard! What do you want?
We need your help, Mr. Lizard. We've come all the way from Lotsitot's land to see you.
And we got to mean awful bully named Angelica after us.
Hey, watch your mouth!
Why, Angelica is the nicest, smartest, the most beautifulest girl in the world! Everybody just loves her!
Knock it off, good boy.
Sorry, a bug flew in my mouth.
Anyway, I really want to find my mommy and go home.
And I need a new stew driver.
And we was hoping you could
give us some oranges to eat.
And I was thinking about Mr. Lizard, so maybe you could
get out, you scaredy baby.
Give me a light so I won't be afraid of the dark and get right on my favorite scary go round.
Okay, let me think about this.
He must be thinking real hard.
Look. He's gonna say something.
Poopy!
Don't you dare!
Poopy!
All right, that does it. You're not sitting on my lap no more.
Angelica!
That's the last time I work with dummies that isn't potty trained. What do you think you're staring at?
Where's the magic lizard?
You want the magic lizard? Well, there he is. Now, you dummy, who's it gonna be? You're potty trained, aren't you?
I'm not gonna be your dummy.
Say so.
Here you go, little guy.
I'm not scaring you, Angelica.
Shoo!
Yeah, you big stinky boy.
Susie's not no dummy.
Say so. Well, now that I think of it, you all look like you'd make pretty good dummies.
Oh no! This is awful! Look what you've done to me!
This is just great. You got milk all over my costume. Now I'll probably lose my deposit. Bad lizard.
I don't think the magic lizard's going to be able to help us after all, you guys.
Yeah, he's just a baby.
I think he wants us to look inside. Wow. Look, you guys. All the stuffs we came for. There's a screwdriver, a bag of gummy worms, and a flashlight.
Wow.
Honey, is there anything in that diaper bag for me?
I'm sorry, Susie.
I guess I won't be going home after all.
Oh, don't cry, Susie. It'll be all right. You can stay here with us.
Yeah, we'll take real good care of you.
We'll share our gummy worms, yes.
And you could use my flashlight at night so you won't be as scared of the dark.
Thanks, you guys. You're the bestest friends anyone ever had.
With the waterworks.
Susie's sad because she can't find her mommy and she wants to go home.
Well, duh. Girl, you had what you needed to go home all the time.
I did?
What?
I didn't call them special slippers for nothing. Take a look.
Wow.
Hello?
Mommy?
Susie, is that you? Susie, are you there? Susie,
the operation's all over. How do you feel, sweetheart?
My throat's a little sore.
That'll be gone in a couple of days. Try and rest your voice, okay, honey?
I had the strangest dream, and you guys were in it. I went to a magical place that had a hopscotch road and a castle.
Hey, what about me?
You were there too, Cynthia.
Good. Well, since you're feeling better, I'm going to sing you another song.
Now your tonsils are gone.
We're glad you're okay, Susie.
Me too. You know, having my tonsils out wasn't so bad after all. I just won't be able to talk much for a couple of days.
La 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 la. I'll eat some ice cream too.
Gee, Susie, you think maybe your mom could take Cynthia's tonsils out too?
Class teacher, come on.